Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Yeah, it is.
There it is. All right.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, midweek. You know, things are rolling.
You know what I did last night?
What did you do? What have you done?
I watched Groundhog Day.
Oh, is it as great as you remember?
First of all, no, but no, it's a great movie and I love it, but the movie making's come so far.
Yeah.
Just like when I was a kid, you'd go and look at black and white stuff and go, oh God, it's unwatchable by comparison to.
Yeah, you were very picky about TV. I'm fine with black and white.
I'll watch anything, yeah.
I'll actually watch something in black and white now.
Yeah.
You will?
Sure.
I totally would.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that movie had no budget.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are.
But the performance, I mean, Bill Murray.
It's wonderful.
It's hard to argue with
him.
Did you watch with your kids? Or?
No. That's,
is
no.
There, I can't really
kids.
Remember. Is there
Andy
anything?
McDowell is in it.
Yeah, she's
I
great.
I love her.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a fun movie. Whenever it's on TV, I totally leave it on.
You get sucked in.
It
I
makes
know.
Me feel good. It's yeah. just watching it. And it's Christmassy. Is
are
it
we,
Christmassy time?
Are we allowed to say?
No,
it's Punxsutawney.
Oh no, it's Punxsutawney.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's just a lot of snow.
Yeah, we're allowed
involved.
To say.
In the title.
Why would I have brought it up?
Yeah.
Yes, we are going to be doing the voices of the radio for the performance. The stage show performance
right.
of Groundhog Day
mm-hmm.
here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, let's see what that sounds like.
Right. Well, it's his alarm clock goes off every mm-hmm. morning, same time, and then there's these same voices. So I
right.
guess there's going to be part of it that's repeated every time. How do they sound? I remember them being a little...
They're not top 40 jive turkeys like
good.
You know, that
yes.
top... You started to do that mimic voice
right.
uh-huh. the other day, and it's not that.
Okay.
They are small-town DJs who are enjoying the peak of the year.
Right. This is their time.
This is this town's greatest shiny... The whole country
yes.
looks at Punxsutawney.
Right.
In this one moment, so they're not jive turkeys or top 40 DJs, but they're stoked.
Yeah.
They're like, good morning, campers. That's the first thing that they say. And I don't know that that's on our script, but I was
absolutely. The first thing we say is we start singing along with some kind of song. Or
yeah.
Something. Is that in there?
I didn't see that.
Okay.
But I didn't finish the movie. I started it and then was like, okay, I gotta go to bed.
Right.
So, but it was interesting and it was neat because I was like, okay, so we're going to do this.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked
about it. We're playing the radio again. Look at us.
Yeah. I know.
You know, we were the radio.
A theme. There's a theme going on here.
Yeah, we flight as well.
And we were the radio in Olive.
Yeah.
It's neat.
I have
nobody's ever seen it.
Yeah,
no
I
one.
Have. I'm in it.
Dolly
I
Parton's
saw it
seen
and you guys
it,
were wonderful.
Yeah, I saw it and we were just okay.
You saw it?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times actually in various. I haven't seen it since Dolly Parton got her hands on
no,
it.
No, none of us have.
No. Suddenly it went away after Dolly touched it. I don't know what happened there.
Mm.
By the way, we're talking about a movie that I think is like 11 years old now. So, and no one's ever seen it.
Oh, well.
Except for like 10 people who went to see it in the movie theater.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
In LA or
so, had your girls seen it?
Yeah, I'm sure they've all seen it. Well, I'm sure the missus has seen it, but I was up in bed watching it on the iPad. I was.
Yeah.
Our house is insane right now, so there's a lot going on. My Amazing. Oldest, as I've mentioned, she's not well. She's going in for a colonoscopy, It's like,
is that right?
Can you friggin' believe that?
2-for-1?
Right.
Deal going on?
You only had yours. You had yours a week ago today.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They could have did a father-daughter.
They start the starving today.
Oh, no. Well,
my wife is going to do it with her.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
She'll hide the food. Oreos in the other room.
She won't Oreos sneak off anywhere. She's going to absolutely starve with her.
Poor thing.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's absolutely.
She's going to be in the worst mood.
I just can't believe it that was starting to happen while I was getting my own colonoscopy, sickness, the stomach sickness she was having. But they can't diagnose it.
I mean, I hope it's just something easy, right?
I hope it's a food allergy because that's easy to cut out.
Right.
There's a flu going around a bunch of people. I mean, this doesn't sound like a flu. This sounds much more
extended than that. No, this is for real.
But that is, like, everyone my brother and my sister-in-law, my kids, my husband, I'm just, like, knocking wood.
They all have had this stomach flu?
They all have this. They're not barfing or anything, but they're, like, getting chills and
sweats
and having diarrhea. And I was thinking about your daughter. I mean, it sounds way too long for this to be anything like that. Like you said, it's probably some kind of food allergy.
Well,
she
went in to the doctor, I don't know, a week ago, and they said no.
After some time of having these symptoms.
She was sick. She went in. They said, give it the weekend. We don't see anything. It's probably nothing.
Right.
Then it was still there. She went back, apparently, and I wasn't there, but she needed to get a blood test and threw a fit.
Oh. Oh.
Like, no needles. No.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
And they had to, you know, go,
hold
look,
her down
you're,
and get her.
You're getting
right.
it. So...
Oh, that's hard. It's hard to force a kid. You just feel so bad, like this is going to be a thing that sticks with them, like the time you forced me to do this or that.
Sorry, bub. You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's got to happen.
Yep.
You're giving blood here.
Right. You're not well.
So they did that,
so
and then that didn't produce results, and so tomorrow is the next set of checkups. So that was just like, oy. And yesterday we had her... teacher conference, so we've been busy with family things.
Yeah. So what do you think about the parent-teacher conference?
It was great.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
What did the teacher say?
She's like, she's way ahead of her vocabulary is ridiculous, her reading is...
Because she's in kindergarten.
She's in kindergarten, and she can read. So it's doing great. Mm-hmm. All that stuff's great. And then I was like... And then she goes, okay, is there anything you want to talk about? And I go, yeah, I was horrified by the way little girls behave towards each other when in her last school, and I'd like to know what's going on with that. And she said,
it goes
that's
on.
Little girls. Mm.
And I was like, okay, well, I need you to get involved.
We had a kindergarten teacher who told us little girls are bitches.
No.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Yeah. She'd been there a long time. And we were pretty close with her. I think our second kid was in her class at that point. And it's unbelievable. It starts so early.
Yeah, it's shocking the way I used to go do these pickups at this was at not even kindergarten, so it was preschool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these girls on any given day would either be in tears or in a full three-way hug and I'm not saying my kid was innocent, but I'm like, I don't know how to... She's not learning this at home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know where she's picking up.
It's just, it's human behavior. And while you say you want the teacher to get involved, this is also stuff she's got to learn to navigate because this is who people are. Like,
oh, I'm not saying get involved to protect her. I'm saying get involved to keep her from hurting anyone else's feelings.
Right. Well,
I don't want her to be that kid.
Yeah.
Well,
that's out there going, you can't play with us today. Like that kind of stuff is
it's gross.
Disturbing.
I know.
Yeah.
And so she was like, okay, I can do that. Mm. I absolutely, you know, many parents, you can't even bring the subject up with them because they will say, not my kid.
Right. Mm. Well,
because
they don't
like,
see it at home.
Well, I saw it, so I'm like, yeah, my kid. Jump in.
Right.
Or call me. I'll come down.
It's tough. It's hard being a girl as a little girl. I still remember all the machinations. You'd like tell one person, okay, we're friends, but I'm not going to be friendly to you in front of other people. Or
I don't even understand. Know? Yeah,
it's
so
freaking crazy. And it continues on throughout school because that whole popularity contest that girls are going through. I don't know what it is. It's really. I'm sure that to some degree some boys have some of that going on, but it's far less evident. Mm. Like boys are just sort of ping pong balls. Hey, let's play. We got a ball. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And girls are just into the like social machinations. It's kind of crazy.
It's not kinda. It's completely crazy. Mm. So anyway, we talked about that, and she was like, "Yeah, you know what? Actually, if you are okay with it, then I will get involved when I see that happening." And I was like, "Yes."
Yeah, an adult reminding her that this is not how nice people behave.
You know, and I even remember when I was a kid, I knew everybody and was friendly to everybody. But I remember this one girl a million years later said, "You made fun of me about my voice and it made me so." And I'm like, "I did not." And she's all, "Yeah, you did this one." And I'm like, "That was every... Maybe I did once." She goes, "Yeah, but you were a nice person who did it one time and it bummed me out." Mm. All the people who did it all the time didn't seem to bother her, but the one time or whatever time I got involved or whatever I did, I don't know, but it stuck with her. And I thought...
Right.
And I've always
maybe
thought about...
Maybe she liked
you. I don't know. Maybe. Mm. But I just think like... Or maybe she felt safe around me that she didn't have to think that that was going to happen. And when I did it, I don't know.
I feel safe around that guy. He's great. Oh, no, he just made fun of my voice.
I don't know what to say. But so, yeah, I do think that these kinds of things can... She may have friends in 5th, 6th, 8th grade that go, "You were a little bee to me in kindergarten."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like,
well, look, these are our formative years, these little, you know, and I still remember things that were said to me as a little girl by, you know, other kids or even adults that I looked up to. I certainly remember things teachers said to me.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, my God. In second grade, Miss Palm goes, you know how you have to pay for your photos?
Yeah.
So I kept forgetting to get a check from my mom or whatever the hell money I had to do. So it was like, I don't know, $7 or whatever for the package of pictures. And on the last day of school, she's like, "Well, do you have the money?" And I was like, "Oh, no, I forgot it." And she goes, "Well, you're a thief." And I was like, "Oh, my God, I'm a thief." I mean, I still can picture her face.
But
these are your formative years. These are the things that you remember. And the things that you were reprimanded for and even compliments, too. You can remember, you know, something that someone said that really you felt great about.
Mm-hmm.
It's all these, it's like social media, you know. You don't, all the nice things that people say, or even the text that we get. Million nice things, love the show, you're stupid. That's the one that you see, and that's the one that you remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, you were wrong about blah. And it's because you're an idiot. Like,
so
oh, man.
We, you know, we've spent more on it now here than we did in the meeting, but that was something that I brought up and wanted to, and she was surprised by it. The teacher was. She was like, "Oh, all right." Mm. Most people don't.
Well, if you've noticed it in her, then that is something that I think it's good that you're pointing it out. If you want her to be a kind person and to have empathy for other people, and you've seen examples of her not doing that, I think it's great that you're addressing it. The teacher should say to her.
Well, I've directed her, as you know, to fight back. And unfortunately,
what do you know about it, punk?
Unfortunately,
who asked you, punk?
While there are guilty parties all around, I'm now realizing that she's pushing back, and it's just as ugly as the people. It's a circle.
Yep. It's a whirlpool.
Ay. Anyway,
down.
That was my day. Mm. I walked out of there like, oh, God.
I went to the movies.
Oh, what'd you see?
Dr. Sleep.
And?
I didn't hate it. I give it a B minus. I did like it. It kept my attention the whole time, and I loved the book, and I thought it was really well cast. But I left there feeling kind of depressed. Mm. Like, it was a bit of a downer of a movie and just, like, you know, bad people and terrible things happen in that movie. I'd forgotten some of the junk that happens, and they very graphically lay out this one thing. Remember I don't know if I should say
I don't remember much.
Remember how this group is going around grabbing kids?
Like gypsy type thing?
Yeah. So it's about this group.
Right.
Right? So they grab this one kid, little baseball kid.
Yeah.
They very graphically show what they do to this kid.
Oh.
Very, very graphically. It's horrifying. Like, I was almost crying watching it. Like, it's so... And that's just, you know, and look, they're setting it up that you hate these people and,
right.
you know, this terrible stuff. They're doing terrible things. And you can see why the main characters hate them so much because they're kind of going through this at the, because they all have The Shining. This is like a sequel
to The Shining.
But isn't
it like, aren't these young people the fuel or in some kind of fuel?
Steam.
Yes. Got it.
So it's good. It's really good, but it's so dark.
That's Stephen King, though.
I know, but
The Outsider, that book, which is fairly new in his writing.
Yeah, it's recent to last
history, is dark as hell.
Someone says, Dr. Sleep doesn't just want to scare you. It wants to shock and even sicken you.
Yeah. It's good. You're into it the whole time. You're definitely, you care. And I left there like, oh, the world sucks.
Did you go with John? People.
Yeah, John.
What do you
went.
Think?
We both liked it. I mean, it's the casting's good, the acting's good. It's all good. I liked how they ended it, which is a little different from the book. And but it was it's tough. Mm. And I thought about it a lot yesterday, and it just brought me down. Mm. But I would say overall, I'd give it a B minus. You know, it's good.
Mm.
Oh, but it was tough. It's a tough watch. Yeah. But I did get some kettle corn out of it, so
awesome.
that was good.
It's a highlight.
Yep.
Then you skipped dinner or what?
No, I didn't skip dinner. I went over. Oh, my God.
That's one of your moves.
I know. No, I just skipped lunch. I didn't eat anything when I got home. We went over and had kettle corn. I just have the small little thing of it.
Mm-hmm.
But for dinner last night, they're adorable, my brother and sister-in-law, right? So she's born and raised in St. Louis. That's,
you don't have to tell us.
Yeah, they're adorbs. So on Tuesdays, they cook for. On Sundays, we do a big
move,
dinner.
What the stories we'll hear.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll be done talking about them. So anyway, we go over last night, and she's just so cute. Like, all these meals that she makes, she'll work on them. You know, and I always say this, like, we work on our food all day long, and then it's over in 20 minutes, you know, it gets eaten, and he's like, okay, thanks, bye. And so she made this chicken casserole, and it had, like, crumpled Lay's potato chips on top. So when she took the top off, I was just like, oh my God, it looks like a potato chip casserole. But it was just, it's just so Midwestern. Like, I told you, she made those like sassy tailgate party sandwiches one time. And it's just the funniest food because it's so unlike anything that I ever eat.
Chip.
Yeah, it's like
chicken.
Cubed up chicken that my brother had smoked. So it was, you know, they put a lot of work into this thing, and then it was like water chestnuts and some kind of cream of mushroom soup base. I don't know what the base was.
Either that or eggs.
Doesn't sound good, dude.
It sounds heavy.
It was totally edible. It was good.
No.
And then she made
totally edible and good are two different things.
It was both of those. It was just so funny when she, you know, did the reveal. She pulls the tinfoil off the, you know, the thing's already sitting there setting up on the table, and she pulls the tinfoil off. I'm like, oh my God, there's potato chips. She put them on after the fact. Like, they didn't cook in it. They're just on top.
I thought they were for the crunch and the burn effect.
No, there was no, I don't believe that they had been cooked with the casserole.
I ask you a question? You won't say. You're not going to say because I know you're so
proper.
No, I started laughing when I saw the potato chips, and I would go, oh my God, it's a potato chip casserole.
Did it occur to you at all, like, I'm not eating that, and getting up and just leaving?
No. I'll at least try it.
You will, know? Huh?
Yes.
I'm all still right. full from my kettle corn.
Yeah, I'm still super full from lunch. No, it was, and it wasn't, it was good. It was fine. But it was funny, too, and she made Pillsbury, is that what they are? The little, they're like little rolls.
Biscuits or?
Yeah, biscuits.
Croissants.
Biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd open that up and you put some of the casserole in there and you'd have a little kind of biscuity sandwich.
All right.
It's good.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, it's just funny.
Will you go back for seconds today?
No, I won't.
In the vaguest way, I'll say that I had a not too recent, but a moment where I went, You know, I had too many chips for after my workout today, and I'm not that hungry. Let me know when you guys are done. I'm going to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And was just like...
What did she make?
It wasn't her. I don't know who it was.
It was her.
It was, wasn't
she,
her.
What did she make?
It just wasn't... I just went, I'm not... I don't want to...
Yeah. But she worked on it.
I know, but I didn't want to.
What was it?
It was just food I didn't want
to. Made of what?
I just went.
Yeah, I want to know what.
Yeah, what did you reject?
It doesn't matter. I just went.
Totally matters.
It totally matters.
I don't want
it's just
to.
Just us.
Like, you know, when you have you ever had anything where you just go, I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, but usually I'll just. I mean, I'm like polite to a fault with food. Mm. You know, like
right. But empty cat like your calorie intake, mm-hmm. especially if you feel fat, you're like, I don't want to eat something that I'm not going to enjoy.
That's
I'd rather
not
just
into, yeah.
go hungry or have a piece of toast. And call it good.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't want to insult anybody's
yeah,
cooking.
I didn't either. I didn't
so what
want
was
to insult.
It
just
made
was
of?
This. I just don't want to say.
Just say what it
no,
was made of. What?
Just,
then maybe she'll hear it and she'll never make it again.
I think it was clear. I didn't want to be insulting, but mm-hmm. I also didn't want to eat it.
Right.
I just went, I'm not.
What
I'm,
was that?
And Isla ate it, though? She's picky.
I don't know that she was there. I shouldn't have said anything.
What was it?
It doesn't matter. The
Tell
point
me.
Is, it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
I just went,
did you take one bite?
I did.
Oh, and then you went, no, I'm good.
I just went, you know, I
what
realized
was the meat? Was there a meat?
There was some chicken in it and some, which you think is fine. It just wasn't, it was just like, I'm not going to do it.
Just didn't jive together.
It was just one of those moments where I thought.
It turned
like,
from a
like
maybe
this,
to a no.
If that was put in front of me, I'd be like, you know, I'm trying to watch myself here and.
That looks heavy.
It looks way too.
Yeah, but you can have a small portion of it. Plus, the bun thing was good. You know?
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's Pillsbury. Can't really argue with it.
Can't go wrong with those, I suppose.
You know, put some butter on there. I'm like, all right.
Why not? Yeah, I don't know. Calories? I mean, I agree about being polite.
I would have had a little piece. I definitely would have had a little piece.
Yeah, no, I had a helping of it and ate the potato chip part. It was delicious.
Work you your know. Way around it.
No, I ate that.
You're looking
I
for
ate.
The dog,
and it's funny too.
Where's
my
the
teenage,
dog when you need
my
it?
My teenage boys loved it. They freaking shoveled
they
that.
They mowed
oh, good.
It.
That's
oh, yeah.
good.
They chowed it.
Yeah.
Berkeley ate it.
Oh yeah, he's hungry.
Wait, Berkeley's home right now?
He's not well. He's not feeling good.
Oh.
Yeah. So he was home. Came home Monday because it was Veterans Day, and he uh-huh. didn't realize it, but he didn't have school. And then he was planning on going back to classes yesterday. And he just had. This stomach thing that's been going along. So they hadn't eaten a lot, either one of them. And so
and that's
we went
their
over
first
there.
Meal back?
So I was a little concerned. I mean, I went to bed shortly after that because we ate so late at 5 o'clock. And and I did think to myself as I'm watching them eat it, I'm like, that doesn't seem like the right food to
it's
eat
not the first,
on your...
That's going to come back on
first
you.
First bite back shouldn't be that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
Oh, well.
But
it's funny
because it
my brother and sister-in-law mm-hmm. were both going through the same... Like, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm the only one. Me and I think my younger son also was saying that he hasn't had it, but everybody else has been having
well,
kind of the runs.
They do mm-hmm. grow them super sturdy in the Midwest.
They do.
So that
she's
meal.
She's skinny. She's tiny. And she puts these humongous meals and she eats. Like, I don't know how she does it. Well, I mean, she does. She likes to work out. So there's that. She somehow burns it. She's just one of those people, like, energy.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. Anyway, Dr. Sleep, B. B
all
minus.
Right.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.